Hello, welcome to another episode of Chatbox Podcast. Today's music is called Mood by Sakura HZ. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. It is 2020.
Hi. Nate. Yeah, this is officially the last episode for doing this for 1 year.
Yeah, it is. Officially. What?
Bonkers.
That is pretty crazy. Did you think when we started this podcast that we would actually stick to it, to be honest?
Yeah, because we're both stubborn enough for each other to keep it going, you know.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It is, yeah, I don't know. It is, okay, I will say, out of all the volunteer things that I do, creatively, this is probably the longest running project thus far. Like, I've never worked on something for more than a year before.
Oh, really? Wait, what have you worked on for a year?
No, I haven't worked on anything else.
Oh.
For more than a year.
What's the other longest project you've ever worked on?
I don't know. Marathon training.
Marathon. Okay, that's fair. I guess, yeah, I don't know if I've ever, being a dancer, things are so ephemeral. Mm-hmm. Like, you can put something together, like, very quickly.
Right.
Or, like, well, I don't know if I've ever worked on, I mean, I've been dancing my whole life. Fun fact, guess what?
What?
I got an Instagram on my personal account, which I never use. But
what?
I know, but I got a notification. I thought it was for Chatbox, actually. So I opened it up, and it was an old friend who I had danced with at another event thing. And she was like, hey, you're still in New York, right? X person is doing a thing in the summer. It's a paid thing. Text her here. And so I reached out, and she was like, yes, you come, like, very highly recommended. Would love to meet you next week. Like, give me a day or two to send you a time we can talk.
Mm.
So it's not actually, wow. It's not actually in the bag, but, like, right. These things just, like, fall into my lap, you know? Talk about lying on my laurels.
Law of attraction.
I know. Right? Year 2020 is for me, people.
Yeah.
Where instead of me hunting for jobs hunt for me.
Jeez.
A single tear. Cries in poverty.
A single tear.
Cries in poverty.
Oh, man.
Do you have any poverty? Intentions? Yeah. I'm so poor, Nate.
Okay. We should roll the music.
All right. Roll it. Hi, I'm Paula.
Lies! That's not what you're supposed to say!
Yes, it is! Look, that's on the script!
It says, hi, Paula and Nate here!
No! You're on number 53.
Oh, dang it.
It's, hi, I'm Paula, and you say...
Yeah, and I'm Nate!
Welcome to Chatbox, where we actually have a big announcement.
What? No way.
Yep, the rebrand, is that Nate and I are officially dating again. Ha ha, ta-da, surprise. Thanks for tagging along with us today.
Disgusting.
This week.
Despicable.
This week we're talking about long-distance relationships. Ha ha.
How ironic and coincidental.
I don't even want to talk about how we started dating. Or when.
You've already talked about everything, how we've already started dating in the very, very beginning of this podcast.
I lost you there, Nate.
I was just like, I don't know. So if you want to find out, go ahead and listen to our podcast.
Yeah, you can watch me swoon.
Jeez. Hey, would you like to hear about today's sponsor that isn't actually a sponsor?
Oh, my gosh.
That
oh, yes.
Was going to pay us money, but then we told them don't pay us money.
Yes.
20 people listen
yes.
to this.
So huge shout out to one of my coworkers. His name yeah. is Jacob. He is amazing. And
Paula, do you ever find yourself in a situation where like, man, I'm just looking great today, but I don't have a photographer just on hand ready to take my photo?
You know, all the time. And it's so hard, too, because I have on Google and I find right. all of these crazy photographers and they're all
who charge
the world,
what hundreds and thousands of dollars
so much and I don't know Look, if I can trust them and I don't know yeah. if they come from a reputable source and I have to check all of their websites. It's a lot of research.
I just need some person in my area who likes to take photos, who does photography as a hobby, make some extra cash on the side, nothing serious or whatnot, so I can look hot on my Facebook mm-hmm, profile, mm-hmm. you know?
Or,
so my bud,
or as a photographer, my mom is a photographer, and oftentimes she gets clients who don't want to pay.
Jeez,
for her
that's
services,
despicable.
Which is
that's
just
despicable.
Terrible.
That's
support
disgusting.
The arts, people.
God awful. Support the arts.
I just wish there was a platform that connected paying clients to
well,
freelance photographers.
Well, let me tell you, Paula.
Yeah?
I have a solution for you.
Oh, boy.
Just quit. Stop trying.
Sorry, Jacob.
Or go to firstpickapp.com. Once again, firstpickapp.com, mm-hmm. spelled 1-STPIC-APP.com. First Pick is a mobile marketing platform that connects freelance photographers with paying clients. And First Pick is easier and more enjoyable to use than Craigslist or word of mouth and will save time between photographers' jobs being
mm-hmm.
booked.
75% of photographers
okay.
are not being paid what they're worth, while
60%
of
it?
Clients have a hard time finding their ideal photographer.
Right.
And,
me
know,
too.
They're not just there to capture an image. They're here to maintain one. And exposure yeah. doesn't pay your bills. Getting paid for your work does. So, again,
yes.
if you are a
yes.
client looking for
yes.
a freelance photographer, or
yes.
vice versa, a freelance photographer looking
yes.
for paying clients, firstpickapp.com.
You know, I don't understand why we don't get more sponsors.
I know.
That
look at the
great.
Enthusiasm.
Jeez.
We do this for free, people, so just...
No, we don't. No, we don't. Just this one.
Just this one. The rest, I mean, you've seen the value of our shout-outs now, so...
Even then, I don't even know
who would
how
you
go about processing money. Yeah.
I don't know
the
either.
Contracts.
There was
Jeez.
A donation thing on our website,
what?
But...
Oh, you
no,
set that
no,
up.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I don't think it's running anymore.
I truly believe, I think
we
before you ask to get paid or donations for something you do, you should do it for a year first, and then you've earned the right to set up a Patreon or ask for donations or ask to get paid to do the thing.
Well, it's so funny that you say that because we have been doing this for a year.
Huh. How about that?
Huh. Interesting. Interesting huh. little factoid yeah. there. So
aren't
sponsors,
so cute, so far away.
Sponsors.
Hey, speaking of so far away that mm-hmm. I just brought up because I'm perfect at segues,
nice.
We're talking about long distance relationships and tips and all that fun stuff.
Well done, sir. That was expertly. Thanks. Wow, look at us.
Segwayed.
2020
yeah.
mm-hmm. already being
We've
better.
We've gotten good. We've gotten good.
Yeah, we're pros, basically. So, what's his name? Joe Budden. Watch out,
Joe. Button.
We're coming for you, for
Joe
your top
Budden.
Placement in the podcast
we're,
charts.
We're Budden, yeah.
We are little flowers that are finally blossoming. So yes, so long distance relationships,
mm-hmm.
as it's been acronymed LDR or the LDR,
LDR.
Club. Yeah,
I did not know that was an acronym
mm-hmm.
Until I. Just saw that just for like out of my own personal self. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did
and
you?
That was like within the last year or so, ironically enough, coincidentally enough.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
LDR. Mm-hmm. It's actually,
LDR, go figure.
I think it's very, very common nowadays.
Yeah, I would imagine so, just because of technology and that kind of thing, and everyone can be connected to anyone,
mm-hmm.
Regardless of where you are physically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mom, I remember when I spoke to her, I was like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what was dating like back in the day?
Right.
And she's like, oh, it was like this and that, but I always remember her saying that the biggest heartbreak was when your beau had to move towns, because that meant you had to break up. There was no way that you'd be able to, like, keep in touch.
It wasn't a thing back in the day to be in a long-distance relationship. I know, isn't that pretty intense? Wow.
I was like, wow. Mm. Yeah, because you're right. Because, like, I mean, the phones, like, anyone didn't on the exist. Line. Well, they did exist, but, like, anyone on the line could, like, hear what you're talking about. So you can't really get into those, like, intimate conversations that you can through, like, texting or personal phone calls now. If you did want to get intimate, you had to, like, write a letter, and those would come, what, like, with the mail being snail mail, like, every other week.
Snail mail. Snail mail. Yeah.
You'd have to pay for postage.
Yeah, how terrible. Postage. Disgusting. Despicable.
And also, it's hard because, like, you can't respond. Like, I feel like a relationship is built on back and forth banter or, like, communication. Like, it's hard when it's just, like, a chunk of words.
Yeah, there's no chemistry in writing that. I mean, there is chemistry, right? In any relationship, and to whatever extent that is. If it flows well, great. Awesome. But, like, it's not the same if you were to write to each other over letter or even over text or whatnot compared to, like, speaking in person, you know?
Yeah. You kind of lose that intimacy.
I get it.
Yep, so long-distance relationships, more prevalent than ever currently.
Yeah. You know what my advice is?
What's your advice?
For anyone in a long-distance relationship, start a podcast together.
Oh.
It forces you to check in with each other once a week, holds you accountable, and gives you both something to work on for fun.
It does. Did you know, I was just listening to another podcast. It was like some crime and murder thing. I was just testing it out based on someone else's recommendation.
Yeah.
But they talked about how, like, or it was Stockholm Syndrome, I think that was the topic. And they talked about how, high intense, like, situations are the breeding ground for love.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about this in my psych book
when
I took my last psychology class before graduating. They actually had a real-life example. You know when the plane had to land on the Hudson River in New York City?
Yeah.
I guess during that crash or whatnot, two people met, and, like, a guy was, like, helping a woman out or whatnot, or maybe it was the other way around, I don't know. But they ended up started dating and then got married, by being in that situation together. That's how they initially met. Yeah, by jumping out of a plane into a life raft on the Hudson River.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is really unbelievable. Love
releases the same endorphins that, like,
as, like, fight or flight
in severe situations. Yeah, whenever you're your nerves get pumping, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's funny.
Wow.
The more you know.
Wow.
So yeah.
Huh. Well, okay. Interesting.
What do you got?
You know what? I got really distracted. I'm sorry if, like, suddenly I stopped responding because I realized that I don't think I'm using my mic. This is the first time we've caught it mid show, so I'm going to you just entertain yourself while I do some technical.
You're going to try to fix this mid show?
Yeah.
Look, when we first started last year, the first two shows didn't have a mic yet because you never got a mic yet. That's why we didn't start in December, even though we wanted to start in October. This is just tradition. This is really what this is. It's a new year, so we had to do two episodes without a good mic.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Well,
look, you can try to fix it, but I'd just be very upset if we would have to re-record our 13 minutes of gold that we have recorded.
I know,
so
it's been so good. We've been so on track here. I don't even know how to do this. Like, I'm looking at this, like, mix, share, view, window, help. Input.
How do you normally record it with your mic on?
Well, the problem with GarageBand is sometimes it, like, closes out.
Okay.
And then I just have no idea what to do from there.
Oh, no.
Because I have all of these, like, preferences.
Are you still recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Advanced. Auto. Output. Input. Nope, maybe I am recording on my mic. I don't know. You know what? Let's ignore it. Let's just continue going. My apologies.
That's how I face this deal with my problems.
This is just another part of growing. See, we're not complete yet. We're not perfect yet. It is 2020. It's the start of a new decade. But that doesn't mean the work stops.
We will never be perfect.
You just gotta keep striving for perfection. Keep going. Okay, so getting back onto topic. Yeah, so Nate's number one advice tip was start a podcast because it's podcast similar to severe situations. And you can create a Stockholm syndrome effect and
severe situations. I did not say it was similar to that.
Your ex will want you back.
I think a weekly podcast is the perfect solution because it forces two people to check in with each other once a week, especially if you are long distance, because it's so easy not to.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It is really easy not to.
I think about all the friends I used to have that I don't have anymore because I stopped checking in with them. That's a lot. It's so many. And now I don't have any friends, and it's my own fault. Because I didn't check in with people. I didn't value them for who they were when I had them.
You can always check back in, you know.
I can't. I can't.
You can.
I can't do that. That's too many podcasts.
Oh, God. You don't have to start a podcast with everyone.
I don't have enough free time to visit people anymore just because work is just a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we need to get back on topic again.
Paula, what advice do you have? We should make an episode on how to get back with your ex. Like, I feel like the podcast tip is more for like that than anything else.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That would be an interesting one.
Yeah. So for a long-distance relationship... this actually isn't the first long-distance relationship I'm in. Just for people who may be hearing us for the first time, by the way, I live in New York. Nate lives in Michigan.
No, I don't.
And that's that. So
I live in Alberta, Canada.
Wow.
It's where my pizzeria is.
Okay. Shut the fuck up.
It's where I make my pizza. Up in the northwest of the rolling hills of Canada.
Liar. Okay. Anyway, this is not my first long-distance relationship, funny enough. I think this is my...
Yeah, why would you do it again? That's just, like, that's my question.
Well, the first long-distance relationship I had wasn't, like, 700 miles away. It was just, like, 100 miles or something like that. So, I think it was, like, every 3 weeks.
Easier to visit.
He would drive, like, 4 hours to see me. And it was perfect because that was also, like...
4 hours? Oh, man, that's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all, yeah. So, every 3 weeks, he would drive 4 hours to see me. And it was, like, perfect on my schedule because I was a senior in college. And it also, like... TMI, but like that's exactly when I would like start getting horny.
No. It is TMI. Let's not go there.
Hello. So
I'm gonna save your own dignity on this podcast. This is a public thing.
I don't care. It's 2020, the year of no fear for Paula.
No fear. Just trouble.
So, yeah. It wasn't... And also, like, I think at that point in time, like, I was also surrounded by so many people that it didn't matter so much. Like, I was so busy. I had so many friends.
Like, that you don't keep up with anymore. Yeah. And that's why they're not friends anymore.
Well, no, I still keep up with them. Just, well, like, less frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it worked out. But now, like, being in the city, and, like, I'm recreating a community. I just started creating a community, and that's nice, but it's still, like, inconsistent. I'm not, like, super, super busy like I was in college. So that's, like, I don't know. So I don't have as many distractions.
Just being an adult.
Yeah, and so therefore, like, this is going to sound really counterintuitive, but I think my biggest tip, if you're going to get into an LDR... is to set boundaries. And you don't even need to set boundaries for each other. Just set boundaries for yourself in terms of like utilizing it, your independence as a survival tactic. Like for me, and you have called me needy before.
I've not. You've called yourself needy, and then I tease you about being needy. I've never actually directly said you're needy. There's a difference. Because, like, deep down inside, like, I think it depends on your definition of needy. Mm. Those buzz things, for example, the wrist bracelets.
Oh, we have to explain what that is.
My sister and her husband got us for our quote-unquote long-distance relationship. You can tap on your wrist buzzer thing and it'll buzz the other person live.
Yeah, so it's like this little wrist watch that we both wear and I can buzz him.
That's
or he
for
can
needy
buzz
people.
Me.
And yes. Both you and I were like, this is too much. This is too powerful.
Too
this is
powerful.
Too needy.
It's too much. Yeah. Yeah, it scared me.
Not that I don't like the gift. I do appreciate it. And it was kind of funny to test it out and use it.
Oh, it was really fun. But you have to have
shame
the app
on you
open.
For getting it. You forgot to bring it back with you.
I know. And also, like, I didn't realize, but you need to have the app open, too. So it's not as much power as we thought because it...
I think it depends on the settings. If you got, like, your push notifications
we'll
on.
We'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Because I do want to start harassing you.
No, we won't. No, you don't. You were concerned when you first saw it. You're like, okay, number one, we need to set boundaries with this. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. So back to me being needy. You, before this podcast, even said, mm-hmm. like, one of us is needier than the other. I don't remember why. But you said
yeah,
that.
Because you thought there was something wrong between you and I because Nat said, oh, like, are you guys not talking? So it's like, no, oh. Just because we've hung out all last week over winter break.
Well, we also, to be fair, we haven't been talking.
No, we did. We do our podcast every week. And it just so happened that when you were visiting, we also did our podcast, like, in person together. And so you just think we haven't been talking, but yes, we've actually been talking more than what we normally talk.
Debates going back to being exes silently.
Wow. 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 Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, whatever. Getting back into it. Boundaries.
Yeah, getting back into it.
Set your boundaries.
Can we stay on topic here, please?
So, like, jeez. For me...
For you.
Okay, so going back to it. For me, I have been described as needy, and I don't think, number one, that this has to be a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that, like, being needy is just, like, an easy way to say that I know what to ask for what I want.
Sure.
Now, at any point in time, like, obviously I'm not doing what I do for, like, outsource validation. Like, it's just because I know I want attention. It's because I know I want something. And at any point, if I don't get it, oh, or boy. If I'm told, like, no, like, this needs to wait or something, like, I'm okay most of the time.
Most of the time.
And I can walk away from it and
ask. Has there ever
it later.
Been anything you have not been okay with yet? Like, have I ever been in a situation where I told you no? And you're like, wow, this is stupid.
You won't learn Italian with me.
Yeah.
And I think that's stupid.
I've already learned an entire language other than English. And it's not as rewarding of an experience as everyone thinks it is.
But it
all
would be rewarding if you and I could
lucky.
Talk in a different language.
Why? We can just speak English. We're doing it now.
But
it's fine.
But I want to speak Italian with you.
It won't be any
and
different.
Also, you know what? It's not about you. It's about me. I want to be able to speak Italian more fluently. And how am I going to do that if no one's going to practice with me?
The truth comes out. When you learn Italian, when are you going to speak Italian?
You're the only one I can bully into this. What?
Why do you want to learn how to speak Italian?
Because I want to learn another language. Simple as that.
Why do you want to learn another language?
Because I think it broadens the way I think about things. Like, I took 2 semesters of Spanish, mm-hmm. and just, like, understanding how that language worked, how some things were, like, flipped around. It's just, like, a different way of, like, thinking about things. I do think, like, a huge reason for the American lens is how we speak, mm-hmm. and, like, how thought patterns are developed. When I was learning Spanish, like, it just completely broadened everything. And then same thing with Italian. I'm still, like, broadening how, like, I'm thinking about things. It's just a really cool insight, not just into a new language that you can use to communicate with people you wouldn't otherwise be able to communicate with, but it's also a new lens for looking at life.
Well, aren't you wholesome?
So that's what I want to do for selfish reasons, and I need you to learn it with me.
This is where I say no.
Ugh, stupid.
I will help you learn it. I learn words with you when we're spending time together and you're learning your Italian. But I'm not going to full out do it on my own by myself on my own free time if you're not around. Stupid. That's just it. Sorry. Actually, no, I'm not so sorry. I don't have to apologize for that. This is my own personal boundary.
If I do have to come up with anything that you, you're in trouble for.
Your life must be so terrible. I really feel bad for you. You know that?
I'm glad you can be sympathetic to my situation. Sometimes.
All right, number two, calm sked.
Oh, look at you stealing notes from me. Tell me what that means, Nate.
I don't know, because I don't know what calm sched means. Communal schedule? Common schedule.
Communication schedule.
Communication schedule.
So, you said start a podcast, because yeah, it's consistent. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that, like, that has worked out really well for us.
Yes.
Just, like, talking once a week. And not just, like, talking about, like, nothing. I think, like, it does also help that we have kind of agendas.
Yeah.
Because there's... we've talked about this before, but I think there's such a big difference between saying like, hey, how's your day? Oh, this mm-hmm. happened. How's your day? This happened. Great. Dot, dot,
bye.
Dot. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Whereas, like having a communication schedule, I feel like you can tally up stories that you want to tell your partner. You can make it work for you. I mean, like for us, like once a week works really well, and sometimes
not that much happens from day to day.
Exactly.
And if you're always in constant communication, what are you going to talk about?
Exactly. And sometimes you and I actually do add on, so if that like
mm-hmm.
like I feel like we've called each other on like Thursdays or something. I don't know.
No, yeah, we talk more than just the podcast.
Yeah, or like we have like a text schedule thing.
Depends
too.
Depends on how busy I am, I think, because I'm very structuralistic, also within my own communication. So if I'm spending time with another person, I spend like all my focus on that person. Mm. And so I think that kind of goes into play with how often we talk, though, too. Like if I'm open or not, that kind of thing. Mm. So
mm-hmm. yeah. But. So. Yeah, I think it's just good to, like, have that set. Nice. And I think there are also people who are, like, quote-unquote, I hate this word, needy, more needy than us. Like, you can schedule, like, 3 times a week. Or people who are...
That's a lot of times a week.
Yeah, for you. But for other people, that might be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
are
can...
Are you other people?
It can be customized.
Is this what you're telling me subtly
no.
right now? You're going to be upset at me later
no,
on
we're talking about long-distance relationships.
I know, but is this what you're saying? Like, you want to talk 3 times a week?
No.
Would you like that? Would you like to talk every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday?
No.
It's a lot of podcast
so
episodes.
Much. No. I don't think I would be. I would. I mean, like, every now and then we talk on Thursday. That's fine for me. But I'm just saying, like, you can customize your communication schedule with your partner
wow.
based on your needs. Like, I don't
wow.
think, if you need to talk more than once a week, that makes you needy. That just is knowing what you want, right?
Mm.
So find someone that meets your needs, meets your standards, wants to talk to you, you know, for, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Because you've already set your boundaries for yourself, right? You're still an independent
right.
person who's going to continue to work on your dreams and work on your goals and
yeah.
hang out with people and friends and blah, blah, blah. You're just adding on someone else into your life and you're going to figure out how that fits through your communication schedule.
Yes.
Great. Tip number three.
Number three, digital tools.
Why are you stealing all of my tips?
Because I don't have any tips.
Rude. So digital tools, I think this is also very customizable, and this is also how you can tailor your communication schedule.
Mm.
So for you and I, obviously phone calls have been what we do, but we also, you and I also communicate over Snapchat the most, which I think is really great because not only can I message you, but I can also send you videos or photos at any point, and it doesn't take up data. And also,
no, you're the only reason I have Snapchat.
Delete after 24 hours, so it like saves your storage space, all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Nate. It's a wonderful platform.
I don't know how I feel about it.
You love it.
That doesn't work that way. But you can keep trying. I encourage you to
just do
keep
it.
Trying.
Just love it.
Just do just it.
Love
just
it.
Do it.
Love it.
Do it, man. Just do it.
Love it.
Digital tools.
Yeah, or like you and I just recently started doing FaceTime when we record the podcast.
Which we're not doing again.
I know. We forgot. Well, we had like a rebranding meeting before this, so.
Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, it was great. We're going to upload photos, guys, to our social medias.
Like we normally do.
Like we normally do. But it's going to be our profile photos.
That's great.
Now. Yeah.
Hey, number four, visit Sked.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Why don't you finish your words?
Because I didn't want you stealing my notes.
Can we talk about the real things here? Who cares about long-distance relationship tips and advice or whatnot? Why don't you finish your words? Com Sked, visit Sked.
Because I want everyone to know that you are never prepared for the podcast, and I am.
Are you kidding me?
So
I gave the number
I
one
do this
biggest
on
tip.
Purpose.
Long-distance relationship, start a podcast. You'll talk to them, and that'll be great. I haven't had any complaints so far. Hey, let's talk about visitation schedules.
Yeah.
Number four.
Okay, so something that has gotten me through this is having a date to look forward to. I know this is
definitely not needy.
I just know what I want. So rude. Nothing wrong with it. And also, you you should want to see me too. What the heck?
What is this?
So for you and I, because I'm in New York and you're in Michigan, that's not too far. That's just a flight away.
I don't think we iterate this enough that you're in New York and I'm in Michigan. We should tell them that three more times.
I think we should. For our new people, new chat boxers, we gotta be welcoming, sir.
Oh, got it.
So, obviously, okay, so we're just a flight away, and it's not even that long of a flight. It's, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the commute to my airport is probably just as long as the flight itself. For people who are, like, much longer distance, like, in different countries, like, sorry, fam.
Sorry.
I don't know what to tell you. But you and I did go, like, what, 2 months without seeing each other?
That was the last time, yeah.
Yeah, and it was tough, but it was also, like, not too hard to commit to because I knew that I was going to see you at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, if
I... 2 months is a definitely different game than 1 month.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a whole nother animal to tackle.
It is pretty tough, yep. But we got through it, and I attribute a lot of my success to that date.
Good job.
That
Good
we
job.
Could look forward to. Yep.
I'm proud of you.
So I think like that would bring some
yourself.
Relief to like other people
Everyone else
who are
is
struggling.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
You are the chosen one.
Thank you. Thanks. You are the chosen one.
Hey, we got 1 minute left for me to talk about. Podcast party. So just
oh wait. Any last thoughts on long distance relationship tips?
Start a podcast with the person you're in a long distance.
No, that can't
relationship
be
with.
You've already said that. It's gotta be a new
that will solve
it's gotta
everything.
Be a new
no,
insight.
That's it. Those are my only insights I have.
You have no like overall advice for people who are getting into a long distance
Stop
relationship
making me
in 2020.
Stupid. Because I have a small brain and I have no other ideas.
Okay, you little dog person.
Little dog person? What?
I just watched a show where, like, they said dogs'
we don't have
brains
time.
Are small. Okay,
we
anyway,
don't have time.
My last thoughts are, I don't know, don't be afraid of it. That's pretty much it. And even now, sometimes I'm still afraid of it. It's okay. Take your battles as they come.
I think long-distance relationship dating sucks, but you got to determine whether or not it's worth it.
Yes. All right. There we go. Good
Boom.
Job.
Now, there we go.
Now you can go into
oh,
what a podcast
thank you for
party
your permission.
Is. There you go.
Okay.
You've
podcast
earned
party. So with the new year, we are rebranding some things. We are doing Hot Topics, where we just talk about a mutually agreed topic. We're doing these things called podcast parties, in which one of us will come to the podcast and literally tell you anything and everything about something that we know very well. Mm-hmm. And I'm an expert in everything, so you better be excited for this.
I'm buckling in here.
Oh, you better. And then we will continue on with a third type of episodes with our challenges like we normally do. And then exciting thing as well, we are going to be starting a book club for an undetermined book for this first month. But we'll announce it in the next episode.
Exactly.
So, okay, great.
Yep. So just
podcast party is the next episode. Podcast party. And so I need to come up with the topic that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, you do. Just so people know, podcast parties, just fun advice. There used to be a thing called like presentation parties or PowerPoint parties that I went to, where people would drink and socialize for the first 30 minutes, and then after everyone's comfortable and have kind of met each other, people would put on 5 minute PowerPoint presentations on whatever topic they know a little bit about. So someone did wine. We had this wine aficionado. Another person did Reiki. I did on pole dance. It's fun, and then you get to learn something new and you get to meet these people and you get to learn a little bit more about them as well. So right. We just thought it would be fun to bring that to the podcast. So thus therefore, podcast party. If you can't throw your own presentation party, well, join us next week for Nate's spectacular coming up.
Okay, I figured it out. Mm-hmm. This is my topic. Are you ready?
Oh, yep.
Why games are important and how they make you a better person in life.
Oh, yes. You and I That's just had this one, conversation, right? Didn't we?
Did we?
At Barnes & Noble's?
A little bit. Kind of. Maybe a little bit.
We brushed the topic. I was telling you why games are important and healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I attribute a lot of who I am to video games.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow, and share us on social media at Chatbox Podcast.
Also, don't forget that you can submit questions or challenges you'd like to see featured in the show.
Finally, please leave a review of the podcast on iTunes. It's a huge... I don't like the line. It's a huge help.
Wait, you know what? This isn't edited. Wait. Pause?
No.
Pause?
Don't pause.
We've got to redo this because this is the old one. We were updating. Don't pause. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on socials at Chatbox Podcast. DM us on any platform to see your questions or challenges featured in the show. Finally, if you would like to support the podcast, please leave a review of the show on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends. And with that, it's either going to be a great time or a great story. See you next week on Chatbox. You're welcome. Bye.